Good morning. This is Ryan File from the Mail Tribune, and this is the First Thing Podcast, our weekday podcast that focuses on the day's top stories. You can listen to this podcast and other ones done by my colleagues at mailtribune.com/podcasts. Seriously, go check them out. There's some great ones there. You can also subscribe on your mobile device using Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. Anyway, all that said, here's some news for you on this Thursday, February 1st, 2018. First up, a man from the Atlanta area was handed a 5-year prison sentence Wednesday for his role in a home invasion robbery in December 2016 that left a Southern Oregon marijuana grower tied up and badly beaten. Edward A. Mollett, 27, one of 8 suspects charged with raiding Blue Sky Gardens and torturing grower James Bowman, avoided a mandatory minimum prison sentence under Oregon's Measure 11 after pleading guilty to felony counts of second-degree robbery and first-degree burglary in Jackson County Circuit Court. The robbery charge normally carries a 70-month sentence. Mollett, who has an address in Columbus, Georgia, is the 2nd of 8 named suspects to plead guilty, and the first to get prison. Police say the men stormed Bowman's farm wearing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle masks and loaded up a box truck with 6 figures worth of processed marijuana. Mollett made a short apology during the hearing. "I'd like to send a sincere apology to the victim," Mollett said. "I really am sorry for being caught up in this mess." There's no evidence that Mollett participated in Bowman's beating and torture during the home invasion robbery, according to Deputy District Attorney Marco Boccato, who called the investigation a, quote, "fairly complicated case with a lot of moving parts." Among terms in the plea agreement, Mollett will be required to, quote, "testify truthfully," should he be called as a witness in upcoming trials related to the case. Boccato said the break from Measure 11 sentencing applies only to Mollett. Other suspects who weren't specified during the hearing believed Bowman had cash on the property, and they tortured him and destroyed property, trying to find it. Next up, the Jackson County Board of Commissioners has formed a marijuana advisory committee that brings together people with a variety of views about the local marijuana industry. Commissioners appointed 6 local residents to the committee on Wednesday. The advisory group also includes Jackson County Sheriff Nathan Sickler. Non-voting members are Strasser, the County Development Services Director, and the County Watermaster, or his designee. Commissioners tapped Obi Strickler, founder and chief executive officer of Grown Rogue, to fill the seat representing medical marijuana interests. Commissioners chose Cheryl Johnson, owner of Rose Soul and West Coast Baked Goodness, for the recreational marijuana slot. Susan Rasher, wife of former Jackson County Commissioner John Rasher, represents the interests of rural property owners, while Jerry May brings the perspective of people in the traditional, non-marijuana agricultural sector. Frank Grant and Thomas Giles round out the committee by filling 2 citizen-at-large seats. Apologies if I'm pronouncing your last name wrong, Mr. Giles. Last up, Medford's growth plans could soon collide with more congestion at the south end of town, prompting city officials to resurrect the idea of an estimated $50 million overpass over Interstate 5 at South Stage Road. More development is planned in the southeast area of the city, and the urban growth boundary expansion eventually will open up more land for development to the south, near Rogue Valley Manor. To help encourage a possible employment center just south of Medford and north of Phoenix, the city is considering building the overpass to make it easier for traffic to go east and west. The overpass would connect South Stage Road with North Phoenix Road to the east. The city has a limited number of east-west connectors, leading to traffic choke points near the freeway. And that's it for today. Be sure to check out full versions of these stories at our website, mailtribune.com. You can also follow us on multiple social media platforms. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and YouTube. Have a good day.